Good morning and welcome to Fresh Mercy Podcast, where God's mercy is fresh for you every morning.
Good morning and God bless you from the Fresh Mercy Podcast. We are back with a beautiful fresh episode of the Lord's Word. And every Wednesday we have the one of us read the scripture of inspired the name of the show, which is the Fresh Mercy Podcast. So Amen. Deacon Lawrence is here with us today.
Yes.
Deacon Lawrence, would you be able to read Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23 for us?
I don't know how to read.
Praise the Lord. Let's read. Lamentations 3, 22, 23, the New Living Testament. The faithful love of the Lord never ends.
Thank you, Jesus.
His mercy never ceases. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy begins afresh each morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. God's mercy never ceases, which means it never stops.
Thank you, God.
And it's fresh each morning. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what happened in your life past before, no matter if you had a terrible night or a terrible year, a terrible 10 years, it doesn't matter. When you wake up in the morning and you can say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I want to make it right with you. Lord, I need your grace. I need your mercy today. God's mercy never ceases. It never ends. It never fails. And it's new for you every morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
With that being said, Deacon Vinny, are you ready to share the word of God?
Yes. Let's get into it.
God bless you, brother.
Praise the Lord. We're going into James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. And the title of this message is Reasons for Joy. People have joy and they say, why does that person have joy? Or how do I get joy? What's the reason of joy? And look what it says here. We're starting James 1, 2, and 4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, which means patience. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
Wow.
What a promise. Now, automatically,
that sounds good to be perfect.
Hey, so, and then we run right there. We want to run to the end of the verse and just lack nothing. But we don't want to go to the ladder. To how do we get there?
Dang.
How do we get to not lacking nothing? How do we get to be perfect? Well, there's steps. That's why it says count it joy, because you're getting to the steps. You're getting to that place where you'll be perfect, lacking nothing. And I want to stay here for a little bit. Count it joy. When you go through trials and problems and whatever the problem is, if it's a small problem or a big problem, count it joy, because your faith is being tested. Now, what does it mean for your faith to be tested? Well, it's simple. Is your faith genuine? Is it real?
Aye.
Like we learned in the first episode about being confident, and Lawrence, you said something so powerful. It's easy to be confident when everything's all right.
Yeah.
The household is in order, the money is right, business is going good, everything's okay, and it's good. But how would we know that we have true faith in God? How would we see where we stand in our faith in the Lord and where we stand with our relationship with him until we get tested? So what does it mean to be tested? And I want to read this commentary. Ready? The reason believers were rejoiced when their faith was tested was the right attitude. No, I want to start again. The reason believers were to rejoice when their faith was tested was that the right attitude resulted in steadfast and endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Trials are not intended to destroy, but to strengthen.
Very good. Very good. They're not made to bring us down, nope, but rather to lift us up.
So when we go through trials, we say, I can't believe what happened to me. Mm-hmm. I can't believe what's going on. I'm having a bad week. I'm having a bad month. This year is terrible. Maybe I made the wrong decision. Maybe I'm not doing the right thing. I can't stand this trial I'm going through. That's the wrong attitude, because trials is not meant to get the best of you. Trials is meant to take the best and make you better. Trials is meant for you to be better and to be great in God and in faith in his word. They're meant to build you up and strengthen you, not to tear you down.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
When we go to the gym, we don't go to the gym to get sick. We go to get healthy. When we make the choice of not getting a cheeseburger, getting a salad, It's not to make us more heavy and more fat. It's so that we can make the better decision to be healthy and that we can lose weight and be strong.
Hey, very
so
good.
So the problem here is when we go through trials, we think it's a disaster. We think it's evil. We think it's bad. Whatever God does is not evil. It's not bad. God tests our faith so that we can have strength. Count it joy, the Bible says. And look what here. This is the reason of joy. Ready? First, we go through testing. Okay? Now, the word testing used here is a positive word, the Greek word. It's not a bad word. Because, like, I want to test that person, but you to see if he's this. No. Mm-hmm. This is what the word is. It's to produce genuine faith.
Father.
Simple.
It's not a bad word. It's a positive word. And this is what the word is. It's to produce genuine faith. Then after you go through the testing and you understand, okay, this is joy. This is good. When you understand you're being tested to build up your faith, you will produce patience. And when you produce patience, you produce perfect faith.
There you go.
So there's you graduate there. So you graduate from the test. When you go through the test and you say, okay, this is great, and I know God's getting me through this, then he gives you patience. When you have patience, your faith is perfected. But how does someone have perfect faith?
Hey, what is perfect faith, Vinny?
Jay, tell me what perfect faith is.
You think? I always thought that only God is perfect, and that's right, but that's not what this means. This is what it means. Ready? The Greek word, it's G56, it means to be complete in growth, mentally and moral character.
Wow. Very good.
Yeah. A full age man.
Like a mature
yes.
Christian.
Very good.
Okay.
So
very good.
When it says perfect faith, it doesn't mean that you're flawless. Only God is flawless. Only God is perfect. So when it says your faith will be perfected, that means your faith will mature. Your faith will get better. Maybe you're saying to yourself, because many guys came up to me, Lawrence, and they said, Vinny, I've been involved in Christianity 20 years, and like I'm still not like have no faith. I'm still not like where I'm supposed to be. Most likely, the trials you went through, you thought it was to bring you down, but really it was to bring you up.
Very good.
The testing was to build up your faith, to let you know your faith's genuine. You probably went the other way, but you want to hear the hope? God's mercy is brand new every day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Every day he'll go and put you through a test so that your faith will be built it up. And then after your faith is perfected, you lack nothing.
Now, Vinny, go a little bit more there on lacking nothing. What does that mean, lacking nothing?
Okay. When your faith is mature,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be all right.
Right.
What would you need? God supplies our needs. He gives us health, takes care of our family. Whatever we need is in Christ. Now Paul, everything is in Christ. And we have Christ, thank you, Jesus, for the believer that's listening. So what does it mean to lack nothing? That means that when you go through another trial, you're going to get through it. You're going to come up on top. You're not going to fail it. You are going to overcome it with God. You will lack nothing.
That's great. I was watching Dr. Michael Brown give a teaching about worry. And he said, he looked at his wife that was going through a problem. He looked at his wife and he said, wow, I'm so worried. And him and his wife laughed.
Hey,
and the reason why they laughed and he said that is because that's not his character, because he never worried. The reason why he never worried, because that wasn't the character of a Christian. The character of a Christian, a mature Christian like you're reading, Vinny, is that he had spiritual maturity. His faith was built up. He'd been through it all. He's seen it all. He went through some stuff.
Awesome.
And now his faith was built up to the point of God got me through that before. He's going to get me through this one.
Hallelujah.
In the NLT version, when Jesus was talking about not worrying, he said, don't worry, for those thoughts dominate the minds of unbelievers.
Really good.
So, Deke, when you're talking about going through trials and tribulations and we're failing those trials and tribulations, when we're not maybe letting those trials purify us,
Very good.
It says in the book,
yes.
Where it says, a fire purifies gold, so shall your faith be purified,
yeah.
Even though your faith is more pure and more valuable than pure gold is.
Yeah, very good.
So that's how it should be. We should have the mind of a believer and as a mature Christian.
Donnie, we need to have joy, Lawrence, when we go through trials. So today we close with this. If you're going through a trial right now and you're going through testing, take it up as joy, because that means God wants to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants your faith to be perfected.
That's great.
God wants your faith to be genuine. God wants your faith to be only in Him and Him alone, not in nothing else, not nowhere else, nowhere else your faith should be, only in God. So take it up for joy. I'm going to read that again in its fullness, and we're going to pray, okay? James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, meaning whatever trial you're going through, for you know that the testing of your faith produces patience. And let that patience have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Let's pray. God,
thank you, Lord.
We're thanking you now, Lord, that you, Lord, Mugadil, are so good, God, that you always build up our faith, and you're always there, Lord. And we thank you, Devla, that you're with us. Mugadil, I'm praying now for my brother and sister in Christ, whatever the trial is, whatever the situation is, that they, God, will know, Devla, that they should count it for joy because you're working in their life, God. We know, Devla, that you'll never leave us or forsake us, and that you are the God that provide every need, Devla, according to your riches and glory. Bless this day. Be with us. And God, I pray, Devla, that we, Lord Mugadil, will get to that point, Lord, that we will lack nothing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Praise
count
Lord.
It all a joy. Thank you, Jesus. That was your guys' word today.
Amen.
And I pray that you guys would take that up in your guys' heart. Store that message up in your heart. Maybe you are going through that trial. Don't worry. God is with you.
Amen.
From your brothers in Christ, from the Fresh Mercy Podcast, we love you guys.
God bless.
God bless.